of it, a nightmare.
From a managerial point of view, what's it like tonight?
Nah, it's hopeless, eh? It's hopeless. You're on an emotional roller coaster all day, you know. For the morning, you get, well, you know, through the night. Ah, I actually slept in the band last night, to be fair, so I was going to give you a little rubbish there, but I actually slept all right last night. So you get up in the morning and you've got to wait to quarter to eight for a game, you know what I mean? So you end up walking for Wallerford to Musselburgh and getting a coffee and walking back, trying to kill your time. You're on this emotional roller coaster. You build up to the game, you're at a hyper, you know, everyone's here, the atmosphere, both stands raging, you know, the noise, the atmosphere. You get 10 minutes and it's pulled away for you, you know. So we've done the warm up, we went inside, everything's hunky dory, and then, you know, the lights went out inside and the lights went out everywhere. And we actually thought at that point, you know, there was doubts in the game. But then, lo and behold, they got them back on and we thought they had a game going. The linesman comes down, he gives us a nod to get out and get going. And the game is going. We didn't start the best, but, you know, a long way to go, and I'm sure we'd have got into the game. And then we see the security getting involved with the fourth official. Then the fourth official pulling over the referee, and I thought somebody would say somebody in the dugout or their dugout or something, you know, a bit early. I thought, well, I'm not seeing them. But then they showed us across and said, look, there's no electricity in either two stands, there's no CCTV working, there's 500 fans outside trying to get in, and it's a safety issue.
You could see the reaction of some of your, especially your more experienced players, yeah. Obviously told them the game was off, but they're not happy, boys.
No, they're not, and we can only apologise. I mean, it's something that was unforeseen. Now, as a football club, we need to see what the issue was and how we can fix that issue, and then from the SPFL point of view, you know, putting the game back on at another time.
Well, it's a shame you spent a lot of money putting
$250,000 on floodlights, yeah. Fuse goes out or something, you know. You know, it's frightening, aye.
Positive. John, you got Louis Vaughan back.
Yes,
tonight.
Yes. Great news. He was out there this morning. Met Mr. Keynes at 10:25. He was on the phone by about 10:40 saying, what a game. You know. So, it was good news. I mean, look, he's told them, you know, the scan is showing there's something there. And that's why you had to see him. He's examined the knee and there is something, but he's saying, look, it's not so bad, you can carry on, you might get 6 weeks, you might get 6 months out of it, but it might come back, but you might get lucky and it may not. He says, but look, your knee, the ACL, everything around your knee that we've worked on, there's no concern whatsoever, you're not going to make any damage to that. It's your meniscus or, you know, something like that. He says, you go, if it, the worst comes to the worst, we do a little keyhole surgery, 6 weeks, and you'll be back. So, it's good news.
That boy must have some strength of character.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah.
He's been through so much.
Yeah. I can't talk.
All right. Okay, sure.